I'm Evie Shockley, and this is Poetry Now. The poem is in some ways timeless, but at the same time, it is very much part of this moment because I have reached a new level of frustration with the discourse around immigration and who is a real American. It boggles my mind. It calls for poetry. Anti-immigration. The black people left and took with them their furious hurricanes and their fire-breathing rap songs melting the polar ice caps. They left behind the mining jobs, but took that nasty black lung disease and the insurance regulations that loop around everything concerning health and care, giant holes of text that all the coverage falls through. The brown people left and took with them the pesticides collecting like a sheen on the skins of fruit. They went packing, and packed off with them went all the miserable low-paying gigs, the pre-dawn commutes, the children with expensive special needs, and the hard-up public schools that tried to meet them. The brown people left, railroaded into carting off those tests that keep your average bright young student outside the leagues of ivy-lined classrooms, and also hauled off their concentrated campuses, their great expectations, their invasive technology, and the outrageous pay gap between a company's CEO and its not-quite-full-time workers. They took their fragile endangered pandas and their species extinction and got the hell out of Dodge. The black people left and took HIV/AIDS, the rest of their plagues, and all that deviant sexuality with them. They took their beat-down matriarchies and endless teen pregnancies, too. Those monster-sized extended families, the brown people took those. The brown people boxed up their turbans and suspicious sheet-like coverings, their terrifying gun violence, cluster bombs, and drones, and took the whole bloody mess with them. They took war and religious browbeating tucked under their robes. They took theocracy and their cruel, unusual punishments right back where they came from. Finally, the white people left, as serenely unburdened as when they arrived, sailing off from Plymouth Rock with nothing in their hands but a recipe for cranberry sauce, a bit of corn seed, and the dream of a better life. There were only certain kinds of people here after the Exodus, left to wander the underdeveloped wilderness in search of buffalo, tobacco, and potable water, following old migratory patterns that would have been better left alone. One of the ways, I think, in my poetry generally that I try to deal with what feels to me like absurdity is to sort of explore the illogic of a set of ideas by using illogic in the structure of the poem. The black people left and took with them their furious hurricanes and their fire-breathing rap songs melting the polar ice caps. Rather than demonize anyone for coming here, we might want to think about how to live here together.
That was Evie Shockley and her poem, Anti-Immigration. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.